This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
You like? With the help of Jeff Kroll, we have a show open. Throwback to the one I made for the Mike Shimeri show about 15 years ago. What can I say? New year, new open. Lee Ridenour gets the first show of 2022 started with French roast. Make it decaf. FM and WCWP.org. Bob James on keyboards with Ruby, Ruby, Ruby from 12 in 1984. It was Bob's 12th album with artwork made up of photos and news clippings when Bobby James was 12 years old. Ruby, Ruby, Ruby was written by Kirk Whalum, introduced on tenor sax as a love letter to his wife, with only one Ruby in her name. The song was recorded in Houston with Bob and Kirk, joined by Charles Vulo on guitar, Donald Patterson on bass, and Steve Summer, not Summers, on drums. Bob's East Coast contemporary Doc Gibbs was on percussion. Bob, Doc, and Kirk return on Kirk's solo song in the next segment, but we let off the show with a song from Bob's four-play bandmate Lee Ridenour. French Roast, as in the coffee, was Lee's composition from Feel the Night in 1979. I feel it. Lee was on guitars and guitar synth, Don Grusin on Rhodes piano, Joe Sample on acoustic piano, Abe Laboriel on bass, Steve Gadd on drums like Steve Summer, Steve Foreman on castanets, Alex Acuna on timbales, and three guys on synthesizers, Dave Grusin, Mike Boddicker, and Ian Underwood. I assume they were playing synth brass. It sounded real, though. Joe Sample plays Rhodes piano and synthesizer on this Crusaders song, Spiral. Crusaders on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with band member Joe Sample's composition, Spiral, the lead track on Those Southern Nights in 1976. Nights with a K, unlike Lee Ridenour's Feel the Night, without the K. Joe was on Rhodes piano and synthesizer, Larry Carlton, who succeeded Lee in foreplay, on guitar, Wilton Felder on tenor sax, Joe Henderson on trombone, Pops Popwell on bass, and Styx Hooper on drums and percussion. Fowler and Branca lead off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Good afternoon, WCWP.
On 88.1 FM, LIU Public Radio.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Fowler and Branca. Bob Fowler and Stephen Branca play first in tonight's second segment. Their song is Simple Solution.
Hi, this is Jay Rowe, and you are listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Jay. That was your composition for Nelson Rangel, Dancing with Ivy from In Every Moment in 1992. Jay Rowe wrote it for the daughter of another friend of his, Todd Baharian's young daughter, Ivy, who's now 32, and I'm 40. I get emotional whenever I hear Dancing with Ivy because I first heard it during an emotional time in my life. I probably shouldn't elaborate, so I won't. Nelson played alto sax. Jay was on piano, keyboards, and synth bass. Renowned pedal steel guitarist Dan Dugmore played just that, pedal steel guitar. And Tony Morales was on drums, which is significant because Rippington's founder, Russ Freeman, produced In Every Moment, and he and his bandmates play throughout the album. And we'll hear a 2003 song by the Rips in a little while. Before Nelson Rangel, we heard Fowler and Branca with Simple Solution from The Face on Sidonia, a region of Mars, in 1991. Bob Fowler and Stephen Branca wrote Simple Solution with Bob on keyboards, real bass, and drum programming, and Stephen on keyboards and acoustic and electric guitars. Bob Quayle was on soprano sax, and he spells his name with an I, not a Y, like the vice president at the time, Dan Quayle. Let's bring back Kirk Whalum and Doc Gibbs and Bob James, lots of Bobs and Steves so far tonight, with Kirk's cover of Through the Fire by Chaka Khan. Kirk Whalum on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Chaka Khan's Through the Fire from And You Know That in 1988. The original Through the Fire was on Chaka's I Feel For You album in 84. You know the title track, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. As on Ruby, 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 Kirk played tenor sax on his cover of Through the Fire. Bob James was on keyboards and percussion was played by Doc Gibbs. Additionally, Dean Brown was on guitar, Skylar Deal on bass, and Yogi Horton on drums. The Rippingtons drive along the Monterey Peninsula next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on Long Island's North Shore. The South Shore has Peninsula Boulevard. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Jamie. I'll be hosting The Rock Show Sunday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight
on WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
As promised, the Rippingtons with their ode to 17 Mile Drive.
Hi, this is Tom Schumann of Spyro Gyra. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Tom played piano and keyboards on Spyro Gyra's tune South American Sojourn from 2020 with a slash in between the 20s in 1997. South American Sojourn was written by the band's drummer, Joel Rosenblatt, who also played timbales like Alex Acuna. Jay Bekenstein was on alto sax, Julio Fernandez on guitar, Scott Ambush on bass, Dave Samuels on vibes and marimba, Bobby Allende on congas, Manolo Badrena on all other percussion, and the No Sweat Horns, Barry Danielian on trumpet and flugelhorn, Scott Kreitzer on tenor sax and piccolo, and Randy Andos on trombone and bass trombone. There was also a horn section on the song before that, 17 Mile Drive by the Rippingtons from Let It Rip in 2003, Rip with two P's, like the Rippingtons. The album has a golf theme, and 17 Mile Drive is a scenic road through Pebble Beach, home to next month's Pro-Am, and Pacific Grove along California's Monterey Peninsula. On the musical 17 Mile Drive, Russ Freeman played guitar, guitar synth, and keyboards, Bill Heller on piano and keyboards, Eric Marienthal on alto sax, Kim Stone on bass, Dave Carasone on drums, and solo percussion by Scott Bredman. The horn section I referenced was Jerry Hay and Gary Grant on trumpets and Steve Holtman on trombone. I don't know about bass trombone. Hour one will end with David Benoit, but first, George Benson with a cover of Take You Out by Luther Vandross.
Support for WCWP comes from Main Street Board Game Cafe. Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour 1 ended with L.A. Experience, Los Angeles International Airport Experience, by David Benoit from Orchestral Stories in 2005. David wrote all the songs on Orchestral Stories, played piano, and conducted the Czech National Symphony Orchestra. As I said, LAX refers to Los Angeles International Airport. That's their airport code. Like LGA for LaGuardia and JFK for JFK, John F. Kennedy International Airport. Before that, George Benson covered Luther Vandross. Take You Out was the song he covered on Irreplaceable in 2004, one of the few instrumental tracks on that album. George sings otherwise. Here, he was just on lead guitar, John Rondell on rhythm guitar, Rex Rideout on keyboards, synth bass and drum programming, Lee Thornburg on trumpet, and Nick Lane on trombone. Rex and Lee return with Mindy Hebert in Hour 2, which begins with one guy playing everything. It's Anders Enger Jensen with Chrome Explosion. Look out. FM and WCWP.org. Paul Taylor with, and now this, the title track to his November 5th release, 2 months ago today. Paul wrote the song, and now this, with Dino Esposito. Paul was on alto sax, and Dino, on keyboards and drum programming. Brian Monroney played guitars with Osama Afifi on bass. Before that, Anders Enger Jensen with Chrome Explosion from Retro Grooves Volume 4 in 2020, a tune he composed and recorded all by himself the year before, 2019, at Thomann's Synth Reactor event held at their headquarters in Treppendorf, Germany. To answer the Chrome Explosion music video question, yes, you can make 80s pop with budget synths, which I've mostly been calling keyboards tonight, and Anders proved it on Chrome Explosion. Adam Hawley proves he can play multiple instruments, but not everything, on Keep On Dancin'. Willie Bradley with It's On Now on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from It's My Time, which came out on July 2nd, 6 months and 3 days ago. Willie was on trumpet and flugelhorn. Reagan Whiteside was featured on flute. Demetrius Neighbors on keyboards. Joe Foster on guitar. Robert Skinner on bass. And the song's writer, Jeff Kennedy, not Kennedy, on drums. Before Willie Bradley, Adam Hawley is who you heard with his composition Keep On Dancin' from Risin' Up, released on September 10th. The apostrophe on Dancin' differentiates it from Keep On Dancing, with a G, by the Avantes and later the Gentries, although the G is dropped in the lyrics. Dancin' and a prancin'. For this song, Adam was on guitars, Rhodes piano, organ, keyboards, and synth bass. Carnell Harrell played additional keyboards. Riley Richard was featured on saxophones. Eric Valentine on drums and percussion by Ramon Islas. Steve Oliver gives the world a smooch. Next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
The Rock Show is heard weeknights from 7 to 9
and WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here's Steve Oliver with Global Kiss. That's what I meant by give the world a smooch. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Brian Culbertson with Your Smile, which Jeff Kroll got out of me in the liner preceding the song, from Dreams in 2012. Your Smile was written by Brian, heard on piano, keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Michael Thompson played acoustic, electric, and e-bow guitars, while Ray Parker Jr. was on rhythm electric guitar. Before that, guitarist Steve Oliver with Global Kiss, the title track to his 2010 release. Steve wrote that, Global Kiss, vocalized and played guitars, guitar synth, programming, and keyboard parts through his guitar, like Pat Metheny that same year, on his Orchestrion album. Antonio Pontarelli was on violins, K.T. Tyler on bass, and Umberto Vella on drums and percussion, like Stix Hooper and Joel Rosenblatt. Staying in 2010, this is saxophonist and vocalist Mindy Hebert, who's just going to play sax here on All Star. Jay Soto on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Diggin' It from Mesmerized in 2009. Jay played lead guitar on his composition and any programming not handled by Michael Broning, who was also on keyboards. Freddie Fox played rhythm guitar and Mel Brown, no relation to Dean, was on bass. Before that, Mindy Hebert with All Star from In Hi-Fi Stereo. Mindy Hebert in Hi-Fi Stereo in 2010. Mindy played alto sax and arranged the horn section on All Star, which she wrote with Wayne Rodriguez, who didn't play anything. Rex Rideout, heard last hour with George Benson, was on piano, Cassandra O'Neill on Hammond B3 organ, Randy Jacobs on guitar, Reggie McBride on bass, James Gadson on drums, and the two-man horn section, arranged by Mindy, of Lee Thornburg, also returning from George Benson, on trumpet and trombone, and Dave Woodford on tenor and baritone sax. Pieces of a Dream lead off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Next.
Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
Fridays from 9 to noon on LIU Public Radio.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Earlier, we had a song from Adam Hawley's Risin' Up, and this is from Pieces of a Dream's Fired Up album. Ear Candy, zero calories.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted. And you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Game Dave. That was Dan Siegel with Something You Said, but not what Dave said, from Far Away Place, released on July 30th of the year we just left, 2021. Dan wrote the song and played piano, accordion, and keyboards. He was backed up by Alan Hines on acoustic guitar, Brian Bromberg on acoustic bass, Vinny Caliuta on drums, and percussion by Lenny Castro. Before that, Pieces of a Dream with Ear Candy from Fired Up, which came out on October 15th. Ear Candy was concocted by Tony Watson Jr., who we heard on tenor sax, and James Lloyd, who played piano, keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Chris Harris was on electric guitar, and so are our next two artists. Larry Carlton, heard last hour with the Crusaders, and Paul Brown, no relation to Dean or Mel. Gone Fishin'. That's the title, so cast your line and go fish. Gone Fishin' by Larry Carlton and Paul Brown. Larry Carlton and Paul Brown on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Gone Fishin' from Soul Searchin', released on September 24th. Gone Fishin' was reeled in from the minds of Larry, Paul, and a third guitarist by the name of Shane Theriault. Larry was just on guitar, Paul on guitar and B3 organ like Cassandra O'Neill, and Shane on rhythm guitar, bass, real bass mind you, keyboards, and drum programming. Lenny Castro was heard a second time on percussion, and there was another two-man horn section. Ron King on trumpet and Greg Vail on saxophones, although the credits don't specify which ones. Larry, Paul, and Shane were on electric guitar, and our last artist of the night, Lawson Rollins, plays electric, acoustic, and nylon string guitars on his composition Pulse from Rise, whose street date was September 17th, a week before Larry and Paul. Dan Feisley plays bass on Pulse, and Dave Bryant makes like Stix Hooper, Joel Rosenblatt, and Umberto Vella, playing drums and percussion. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Pulse by Lawson Rollins takes us out tonight. So long.